Hello, and welcome to The Insightful Journey, a podcast where we talk about spirituality, tarot, spirit guides, shamanism, anything else that crosses our little minds. My name is Charlie, and I am joined by my co-host and co-creator.
Hey, everybody, it's Jameson. How are you guys doing?
Oh, man, been so busy with work and everything, I didn't think we'd get to record this episode.
Oh, I was worried, man. I was worried, especially after this week with, I think I worked like 80 hours almost, 70 hours, something like that.
Ow! Dang. That's like two full jobs, full-time jobs. That's crazy.
What's crazy is if you think about what I do and like all the time, I've technically got four jobs.
Wow.
It's like I do my main job, construction, put in my 40 there. Then I do painting for other clients, and I do that after work. And then I do tarot readings when I can for other clients. And then you and I do the podcast, which I don't consider another job, but it's very important to me. So. Yeah. But lordy, lordy.
my goodness indeed. Yeah.
Busy.
Yeah, I got all kinds of things coming up. I have the table and the USS Hornet, and that's August 16th. So that's coming up, and that'll be overnight investigations on the Hornet. And then they just announced the Virginia City event, ComCon 8. She just announced it. Tickets are for sale there, and I just sent her my sponsorship money for that event. So again, I'll be up in Virginia City in October doing tarot readings and selling my stuff. So,
that's awesome.
I'm loving it, loving it.
You know, well, the next time there's a convention in like the Cleveland area, you should book it there.
Yeah, okay. I'd have to pay airfare and all of that stuff.
Yeah, so. That would be quite the inconvenience.
Yeah, the travel costs are, you know, kind of limiting right now, but yeah, we're working on it.
Yeah. Yeah, no worries.
But I have a feeling I'm going to do really good in August, and I know I'm going to do good in the October event. I always have a great time up in Virginia City, so we'll see. We'll see what the next year brings, but looking good.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, before I forget, you ever look over the audio from your investigation?
I knew you were going to ask me that. Nope, I haven't. It's been so busy at work and everything going through. I haven't had a time to sit down and do it.
Well, what if there's an important message from spirits and you're just ignoring it?
Then I'm going to be just like every other paranormal investigator and go, oops, I forgot to check. Oh, darn.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's like, sorry, buddy. Sometimes, you know, you've been waiting for 80 years to give that message to the right person. Well, sometimes you got to wait a little longer.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. If it really is, well, that was at the prison. And then, I don't know, next time I go to the prison, they'll yell at me or somebody will get me. Who knows? the great thing with the majority of our team is right up there in Reno. So they're like, you know, half an hour away from Carson City in the prison. They do the prison two or three times a year. It's just harder for B and I to get up there.
Yeah.
And then the whole thing, you know, they get it, but they don't always understand. It's like, yeah, we're traveling, you know, like 3.5 hours to get up there. So like, we need a place to stay. You guys all live there. So, you know, you're going home is not a problem. We have to get a place to stay. Da, 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 da. So it's a little more complicated.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although it is good because I was talking about my Hornet, you know, the thing I'm doing that we're doing on the Hornet, and three of the people on the team are like, oh yeah, so they checked it out, and they're like, oh yeah, they bought their tickets, so they're gonna be there that night as well, so it'll be fun.
Oh, that's really fun. That's really fun.
Yeah, yeah, it's great. All right, so insightful journey.
My hand in the ceiling fan.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so in the show notes, I have spirit guides.
Yeah. I thought it'd be fun to talk about, like, how, like, contacting and, like, finding ways to talk with your spirit guides and, like, talk about how I do it and hear, like, from you about it. You know, I think that, like, a lot of people that I've talked to are like, oh, how do I go about,
mm-hmm.
like, talking to my spirit guides or, like, learning to see them, talk to them, whatever it is. And, like, I personally, like, I wouldn't describe, like, what I get from my guides as, like, a conversation because it's, like, just suddenly I know something or feel, a phrase that goes over and over in my head. And then, like, one of my guides, like, will be, like, I feel like it's from them. And then I'm just like, okay, this feels like it's coming from them and will be able... And then I just trust the intuition and I try to communicate whatever they want.
Yeah, exactly. But, go ahead.
I didn't really get into how to do that and, well, trust that until my, like, shaman training and my mentor taught me how to... I call it spirit journeying or spirit walking, and I keep thinking that that's not the right, like, set of words for what it is, and I've got to look back into my actual, like, notes for my apprenticeship, because I've been calling it, like, spirit journeying, and I don't know why, but I think it was called something else.
Yeah, same thing, like, with my guides. I guess they've always kind of been there. It's just, you know, when did I recognize or go, hey, this is something else? Same like you.
Right.
It's just, like, I just know things. It's just, like, suddenly something will pop into my head, and I know it's not me. It didn't come from me, if that makes any sense. So, and they always, it's funny because I always tell people I'm doing readings because they're on my right side. They're kind of like on my right shoulder by that ear. And they're always like, that ear is like, if I hear something, it's through that ear. Or, you know, it's like, it comes into my head from that side, if that makes any sense at all. I don't know if people understand. I'm sure they do. If they listen to this podcast, they understand. But, yeah.
Well, it's also, like, isn't that the creative side of the brain, too?
That's what people tell me. So this could be me making it all up, and I'm just blaming my schizophrenia on, you know, spirit guides. But
or, like, if you take it in a less negative point of view, your analytical mind isn't filtering it out.
Oh, there you go. It could be that, yeah. So it's just coming straight through. I'm not analyzing it. I'm just laying it straight in.
Yeah.
That's a cool. Okay, I like that. So, you know, so I had known, you know, there was something there, you know, like earlier on is, you know, basically my awakening has been like a very long, slow journey, you know, probably 30 years at this point. And I used to, you know, I've always listened to a lot of music, and especially when I was young, I was always listening to different music. There was always music playing no matter what I was doing. And so then I would start having songs being played in my, you know, in my head. And I blame this on this DJ inside my head. It's like, okay, and this freaking DJ. And then he got into mashups, and he started mashing up, like, the worst songs ever. You know, it just totally would not work. You know, like, White Christmas with, you know, I don't know, Me So Horny. You know, it's just...
Horny.
You know, crazy, crazy kind of things. And then I started kind of paying attention because I never knew what song would start playing. But I started paying attention to, like, the song and then, like, what was happening around me. And sometimes there was, like, the song fit or, like, there was a message in the song. I was like, oh, shit. So it was like, okay, I guess the way that my guides knew how to get a hold of me at that time was through music. Which was,
you know,
very interesting. So that's kind of how it started with me. And then, you know, I get into the tarot and my whole journey on this stuff and doing things and meeting other people. They're like, oh, have you talked to your guides? Have you met them? Have you done this? I was like, no. I'm like, I got a guide? And they're like, everybody has guides. I'm like, oh.
Right.
I'm like, oh, okay, cool. That's cool. How do I meet them? What do I do? You know, I was like, hey, what do I do? What do I do? You know, when you're young and just learning all this stuff, like, oh, what do I do? How do I do it? What? You know, it's like squirrel. It's crazy.
Love it.
Anyway.
And you think it's going to be a simple process or a yes or no kind of thing. It's some people need time to really get there.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to, like, either not filter out the input or to trust that what they're getting.
Exactly, exactly. I think really doing the tarot and all that stuff, it's the trusting the input, trusting the meaning you're getting out of the cards, and then trusting things that come in. It's all that trust. So anyway, a friend was like, oh yeah, well, this is what you do. Before you go to bed, just say, hey, my guides, let's go meet on this island. So when I go to sleep, I'm going to go to this nice tropical island with a beach. You know, describe the place. And then you guys are going to show up and then we'll have a whole conversation. So I was like, oh, well, damn, that's easy. I can do that. And so I tried. And I tried. And I tried. Did I mention I tried?
And I failed.
Yeah. And
I failed.
If it ever happened, I don't remember no dream of me being on an island and talking to some people. You know, it for me, never happened. Never, never happened. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, either A, I'm doing it wrong, I'm stupid. And then I was like, well, that's stupid. Why am I calling myself stupid? I'm not stupid. So, okay, maybe they just don't want to talk to me like that. Or maybe they don't want to meet me. Who knows? Whatever. I'm like, all right, not even going to worry about it. But then,
what's funny is it sounds like he was giving you the, like, the cliff notes or the wish version of how to spirit walk.
Yeah, basically. It's like, oh, like this, you know, they give me, like, the high points, and you'll forget, you know, the 35 pages of text you got to read to get through it, actually.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Yeah.
It's
so,
like, we'll give you step four, but we're not going to show you the first three steps.
Exactly. Figure those out. You got it. No problem. So I had gotten into, like, pendulums and stuff, and then, you know, it was like, oh, there's a board. You know, you can put the alphabet, and, you know, you can swing, and it will, like, spell things out. I was like, oh, man, that's really cool. And then I did it the first time. Do you know how long it takes to spell words out? I mean, this is a very slow
process.
Especially
with a pendulum.
Exactly. And it's got a swing to the letter. So at first I was like, oh, yeah, cool, instant communication. No, this is a very slow communication. So it's like, okay. So I was sitting there, you know, I'm playing with it. I got really good with the pendulum and got some stuff. I was like, oh, I know. I'm going to ask because I know I've got guides. Everyone says I got a guide. You know, everybody has a guide. I'm going to say, what's your name? And so I said, okay. I'm like, hey, spirit guide, dude, whatever. I assumed it was a dude. Anyway, I was like, hey, tell me your name. And so, boom, you know, start going. And it's George. G-E-O-R-G-E. You know, so it spelled out George. Anyway, about halfway through, I knew it was going to be George.
In the middle of it, you know how you said you were getting, like, music?
Yeah.
You just hear... Do you really want
to
hurt
me? Okay, boy, George, that's cute.
Do you really
want
to make me cry? Sorry.
You're good.
I don't know why, but boy, George. Just...
Oh, hey, popped in. Anyway, so I was like, okay, cool, I've got a name. I got George. So now when I'm weird, I can just blame George, you know? And everybody look at me, then I'll have to explain. It's my spirit guide, da-da-da. And as soon as they hear spirit guide, they stop listening. Okay, you're just weirdo. You're good. So, boom, got that. I was like, okay, cool, doing it. And, like, the messages were coming in. I was trusting things. Everything's great. And then another friend of mine got talking about different things. And she was all like, she's like, you're really, really attached there. I was like, what? And she goes, you're guides. And she said, guides. There was an S on the end. I was like,
right.
What? I'm like, what you mean, guides? I go, I got one. And she goes, no, 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 baby. You got three. I was like, really? And she goes, yes, you have three. And she goes, this is the strangest thing. She goes, I've never seen this. She goes, there are three separate entities, but they're all working as one. I was like, what?
It is legion.
Yeah, basically. She goes, they're working as one. She goes, two are male, one's a female. And she goes, have you asked their names? I said, yeah, well, I asked the name is George. She goes, well, that's cool. She goes, where are the others? I was like, I don't know. So after that information, you know, a couple days later, I was like, well, what are the other names? This will be cool. Then at least I'll know, you know, when whichever one's talking to me. And so I was like, okay, cool. I was like, all right, here we go. All right, George, I know it's George. Okay, what do we got? And, you know, I got the pendulum again, the little board, and it's like, okay, so first name's George. Got it. Next name, G-E-O-R. I'm like, come on. Are you really George?
You already told me this.
I'm like, you told me George. I don't know what. And they're like, yes, yes, George. I was like, okay, you told me that. What's the next name? I'm like, are you George, ready for the next name? And it said, like, okay. And it's like, okay, okay, I'm going to ask. And you're going to tell me. And it said, yes. I was like, okay, cool. All right, what's the next name? G-E-O. I was like, you bastard. I was like, how can you do this? I was like, so, George is your name? Yes. What do I call the others? It just, like, would not answer. I'm like, so I call you all George? Yes. I was like, okay. So, that's how I got my guides, and they all respond to George.
That's great.
I know, it's crazy. The funny thing is, though, with them, and, you know, once I realize I have them, working with them and paying more attention to that, I can tell when the female is giving me information versus the guys.
Interesting. And how would you know that? Like, what kind of feelings or what differentiate?
She's nicer.
Okay.
It's about the easiest way I can explain it. Like, she's not quite as blunt about things, and she's like, oh, it's like that, or, you know, like, if I'm explaining, or something's coming up, it's like, oh, tell it this way, or, you know, just, it's like a softer, easier thing. One of the guys, he's worse than I am. He is just, like, sarcastic, short, he is so funny, and believe me, he's just like, boom. You know, it's like, oh, you know, like, oh, well, what do you see in my love life and everything? It's like, nothing if you stay on the couch. You know? Yeah, I mean, basically, it's just the way the information, and it feels different.
Right.
It's the best way I can describe it.
Oh, it's so true. It's like, at least for me, it's like I will feel or hear, not hear, but like I'll get a phrase or a conversation or a sentence.
Uh-huh.
And I almost always get like, almost like a flash of who, because like I don't like, I know my spirit guide by having like, not visually seen them, but when I spirit journeyed, I always see the ones I met there.
Okay.
And when I do that, but I don't see them, I just, like, I get, like, an image of one of the thing I know and talk to frequently for. I know about four others, but they only came and talked to me once, and that was during my awakening.
Oh, okay.
And I haven't seen them since. I know they're around, but they just,
mm-hmm.
They guess they did what they wanted and told me what I needed to know, and that was all good.
Yeah. And then they're probably just hanging out in case you need, if they need to step in, they will, but they're like, oh, he's good. He's good now.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that they might be like, almost like guardians.
Oh, okay.
Maybe guardian angels more than they are like guides.
Uh-huh.
It's hard, because I definitely just know or feel they're angelic of some sort.
Okay.
And, I know that's funny from someone, I'm like, I look at multiple religions and find them very interesting, but, like, I just know and feel those are angels that have helped me in the past.
Yeah.
And then, like, my other guides, like, two of them have never given me their names.
Okay.
One is a horse, so I guess he just might not care.
Yeah, name's probably
not
important.
Be a priority.
Yeah.
I call him Mr. Ed, so that's just, and he seems to find that funny, which is actually very entertaining to get a flash of a horse laughing. I know that sounds weird, but it is weird, and it's kind of funny at the same time. And then one of my guides who frequently communicates with me, I believe is Odin. But he has never confirmed or denied that. and he looks like a homeless guy. he just looks like a grizzled old man in basically like rags.
Okay.
And I always knew and felt before I one day got like, oh, that's Odin. It was, just my old man guy.
Okay.
And I always felt like there was something more to him and that he found it entertaining to not tell me or just was like, yeah, he wants to know, so I'm not going to tell him. and I find that very funny. I do find it interesting that, like, the beliefs that I am, like, feel strongly close to or related to, three of my guides would fall under those belief systems.
Okay.
Odin, Loki, and Freya. And Freya is almost always in communication with me. She's always giving me input. And I find that, like, really neat and fun. Are you still there?
Yeah,
I'm here. Okay, sorry. I thought my thing messed up again. And then Loki likes to...
No, I ran away. I'm not here anymore, Jameson. All right, sorry. I had to do that.
You're all good. And, like, Loki just likes to be more playful. I feel a kinship with him because of my younger years. And also for many, many years before my awakening, feeling like I was an inadvertent trickster. And so I always had, like, a kinship with him.
Wait, inadvertent and, trickster? What?
Because I would do things that were inconvenient or, like, tricky or dickish or whatever the heck it is. I found it fun, but didn't think about it being a problem to others.
Okay, gotcha. So you weren't going out of your way to be mean to people, it just happened.
Right. And, like, right. You know, that's still kind of an excuse, but... And then as the years went by, I was just, like, thought to myself, like, oh, maybe I'm... You know, I'm just a bad person and not, like, controlling myself or blah, blah, blah. And during my, felt like I had done a lot of mistakes and made things worse and basically just making myself depressed over nothing. And during my my awakening, when the angels came and talked to me and, like, the angels came down and they opened up the universe to my eyes and showed me that this is how the universe works. This is what you can do with your mind and your soul. And as goofy as that sounds, that is, like, a really summed up version of what happened. But
yeah, you've kind of covered your awakening before. So yeah, that's the Reader's Digest version, but that's dang good.
Right, like Cliff Notes. And during that time, they told me, like, yes, you are, a part of your soul is a piece of Loki's. Because everybody is a piece of every divinity. Or a piece of that divinity is in you. It's
nice.
Because when we are born, it's like a... Like, the universe does, like, a grab bag of energy to make you. And it comes from everything that's out there. And so it's like why we all are individual is because we're all not the same. And it's impossible because there's infinite possibilities of mix and match.
Okay. That'll work.
And at least that's the best I can put it into words.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not saying that's the truth. That's just like how I feel and what I feel is right. And
yeah.
They told me that, like, yes, you're part of Loki, but you're also taking on guilt of things that you shouldn't take on. And I had to let go of things that I was holding on to and forgive myself and, deal with some pre-existing conditions.
Yeah.
And after that, like, I just had a better, like... things changed. And, like, the next day, my life was completely different from that moment on.
Wow.
And that's when I started my journey towards becoming a shaman, learning about herbs. I'd already been doing tarot, but I actually started making it a part of my life.
Okay.
And, and the next day, I had a reason to call a certain friend of mine who we didn't really talk outside of getting together and smoking a joint once in a blue moon. And he was the one that in the future became my mentor to become a shaman.
Oh, nice.
So, like, it was all perfect timing, perfect person that came into my life for me to go to when I was genuinely scared I'd lost my mind or had a stroke. And
help me to, like, feel okay about the things as they went forward.
Yeah.
And during my shamanism classes, we touched on spirit journeying. And to me, the first thing I thought is, that's awesome. I've got to do that.
Oh, yeah.
And it felt natural because I already am a lucid dreamer.
Okay, that helps.
So it's like, okay, so lucid dream without falling asleep. Let's do this.
All right, let's take it to the next level for sure. Dang, that's awesome.
Right. But I still had a lot of issues to get through because I've mentioned on the show before and talked to you about it that, you know, insecurities, also being skeptical about things and wondering if I'm just making shit up. And so because I had all of those, I wasn't able to fully get the information or do what I needed to communicate with my guides, or my guides were just waiting there like, okay, dude, you gotta take those blinders off.
Yeah.
And then we'll chat, you know.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
And I talked how my mentor helped me get through those things and started spirit journeying, and the process is basically like meditation, and I prefer to have a cup of blue lotus flowers before I do a spirit journey, because the Native Americans use those to help with ritualistic visions, and it's calming. And if you wanted to, you could technically legally smoke it and get a little buzz, but I'd rather make a tea from it.
Yeah, definitely.
And so me and my friend would have a cup of tea and sit down, and then we'd go through, like, a restful balancing and grounding and do a meditation. And the way he helped me to get through it was to, I would do my breathing techniques and get my breathing down, get my mind cleared finally, which took me a while because I realized to clear my mind, I need external noises. I don't need a silent room.
Oh.
A silent room messes me up, and I can't meditate in silence.
Okay.
I can't meditate in a room full of people talking their brains out, but I need nature. If I'm outside and the birds are, like, cheeping away and the cars are driving by, I need those ambient noises.
Okay.
Then I can actually get my head clear.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just that, I don't know, like, the wheels are able to slow down for a minute or something because there's something else. Maybe it's just because I'm a chatty Cathy and don't ever stop making noise to begin with, so I just need noise to be okay.
Yeah.
And so once he would help me, like, he did a lot of guided meditation to get me to the right point.
Okay.
And then how he described it to me is, once we start meditating, is to let your imagination do its thing. Think of the most beautiful place you've ever been or where you would want to be. Some people think of an ocean, a beach, the mountains, a forest. For me, it's this forest right in front of the mountains. And I always envision Pikes Peak in Colorado.
Oh, nice. Beautiful place.
And so he would start, like, you know, as you're doing your breathing techniques, you go through relaxing every piece of your body until you reach your head. So, like, start with your toes, concentrate on those, and, like, relaxing them, letting the muscles, like, loosen up, and then all the way up to your head. And then he would say, imagine a staircase, and start slowly walking up.
Okay, that was going to be my question. Does the staircase go up or down? And you just said up. Perfect.
Yeah, it's non-directional for me. I think I'm walking up, but I don't think it really matters.
Oh, okay. All right.
And so as you're taking the staircase, then, after you've, like, slow, you know, going up each step, doing your breath work, and then you put a door in at the end and walk towards the door.
Okay.
For me, it was a feeling of a door. I didn't, like, see a door or have a door. It was just, like, I'd get, like, almost like blinking a lot, and in between the blinks would get a door.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Because I was having a really hard time, I almost like concentrating, like, I would, God, I got enough ums in there. Sorry, my whole family's got a cold, so I'm having a hard time with, like, breathing and stuff. And, I imagine this door, and as I opened the door, I would see the forest and the mountains.
Oh, beautiful.
And I'd step through, and I would start my walk. And, like, you, as you're meditating, you imagine the sounds of the forest. For me, for, you know, the my place, my happy place was a forest.
Okay,
in front
yeah.
of mountains. And I would imagine the wind blowing, and then, like, the crunch of the leaves under my feet. And I'd keep going until you, when it's time, somebody will start walking with you. Or will just be in front of you. And, like, your guides will know it's time for you to talk when you are open enough. And also, like, it's hard to describe because everybody has their time in their own time.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
I, even though I kept, like, seeing somebody and having, like, conversation, I had a very hard time staying there. It was like I would start talking and then I'd be like, oh, I'm making this all up, and poof, it's all gone.
Yep, as soon as that little bit of doubt creeps in, boop, gone.
And that's exactly it. And until I learned to just have fun and, like, let go of the so what if I'm imagining it,
uh-huh.
it's totally possible you are, and that's okay. Your guides will make sure you know it's them.
Yeah.
And that is an affirmation, you know. They'll find a way, if that's your guide and you're not making it up, they'll prove it to you. They'll show it to you. That's mm-hmm. just the way our guides are, and at least that's how I've always felt that they are.
Yeah.
They let you know that it's not just imagination or bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it was, like, simple affirmations of things I wouldn't know about until later. And usually it was short term, just to, like, be like, haha, you know, don't get ready for work, because guess what? The site's closed today.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
nobody told me that. And I have to be at work. So I get all ready and go to work and almost there and find out, oh, sorry, the place is closed. And when that first happened, I was like, oh, shit. I think that was an affirmation.
Yeah. I want to jump in here real quick on it while we're still on. Because for me, and, like, the times when I'm sure, you know, I have a lot of dreams. It's kind of lucid dreaming kind of thing. I have these really crazy dreams sometimes. And for me, I always know when my guides are around, because if it's me, I'll plant something. I don't know. I'll say something stupid like, okay, if this is really you, you know, I want to hit the lottery. You know, like, I want to win $7 million. Or, you know, it's always like when it's me projecting it, all of a sudden everything kind of shuts down. Which is weird, and it's like, oh, and then, like, then the voice from somewhere else is like, that's not how this works. You know, you can't direct it that way. And I get this, like, almost, like, kind of instant confirmation that's like, okay, that's you making shit up, and so just stop, and let's get back to talking. It's this weird thing that comes in. Hopefully this helps other people who are listening to the podcast, because I know everybody has different experiences.
Yeah, yeah. And learning to talk to your guides and finding them it's not a over the night thing.
Oh, you know? No. It's a long process. Definitely.
Definitely. And it's, you know, it takes time. And when you start talking to them, it's going to feel goofy. It's going to feel weird.
Oh, yeah.
And that's totally cool, because one day they're going to tell you something you don't know, and you're going to be like, Oh, snap.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And there's no way you could possibly know what you just know, you know?
Yeah.
There is no way you had heard this before. There's no way. And then suddenly you know and you get the confirmation and you're like, oh, damn. It blows you away.
Right.
Blows you away.
And, like, my guides like to tell me random information that makes, that in no context.
Oh, man. Like, yes.
That I just
don't know about, and I don't know what it means. Like,
uh-huh.
What was it? When you find something blue, you'll know and you'll laugh.
Yeah.
What the heck does that mean? Why do you want me to tell Charlie this? I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, okay, this feels like I should tell him, so I will.
Yeah.
And then, like, what, the next day or a couple hours later, you're like, oh, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, yeah. What?
Oh, that was
and
this.
We're laughing our butts off.
Yeah, because we're like, yep, spot on.
Yeah, that was so freaking goofy.
I know.
It's a little bit more personal, so we're not sharing that on the show, but, like, it was something that made you and I laugh so hard because it was just so random.
Oh, yeah.
And a random affirmation, like, how was I supposed to know this was blue and that we would just laugh our butts off and that this was something you needed at that time?
Exactly.
Or looking for.
Exactly. It was totally, there was no way you could possibly know at all.
It was so out of context. Yeah,
and it did. It was totally, it was totally nuts. I still remember that. I still chuckle over that one. It's so funny.
I get those kind of things often. I swear to God that they're all in cahoots with Loki and
probably
think this is funny.
Yeah, definitely. I know I was doing a reading one time for this lady and so going through and stuff. And she had lost her son. I didn't know. I later found out this. Anyway, we're going through. We're doing this reading. There's like a hard time and there's kind of a boom. And so I'm kind of going through the cards. And all of a sudden I hear in my head, I'm okay. I was like, okay. I was like, I'm not. I'm struggling with this reading. Why are you okay? It's like, just tell her I'm okay. And, you know, it just kept saying, tell her I'm okay. Tell her I'm okay. You must say, I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm okay. So I took a deep breath. I looked at the lady sitting across from me, an older lady, and I said, I don't know what any of this means, but I have to say I'm okay. And she goes, what did you just say? I said, I'm okay. I go, they keep telling me I'm okay, I'm okay, I'm okay. She completely breaks down. Tears, everything. I was like, great. And then, you know, in my head, I'm like, George, why did you tell me to tell her that? You knew she was going to cry. Why? Why? Why did you? Why? Now what do I do? Hello? What do I do? And of course,
right.
Of course, George is like, just sit there, idiot. Just sit there. Sit there. I'm like, so I'm like,
go with the flow.
So I'm like, okay. I'm like, I'm sorry. You know, what happened? You know, I don't know. You know, I'm like freaking out going, oh shit, what did I do? You know, what did George,
right.
What
I
did,
just made the client cry.
What did George make me do? Oh my God, she's going to storm out of here when she can finally, you know, see, because she stopped crying. She gets herself together. And then she proceeds to let me know that she had lost her son like 3-4 years ago to cancer. You know, he'd been battling it for a while, and then he finally succumbed, and he had lost, you know, the battle to cancer. And she goes, the thing is that no matter what he was going through, no matter what the pain he was in or anything, anytime that I called him, I was there with him, whatever, I asked him how he was doing, he would look and goes, I'm okay. I'm okay, Mom. I'm okay. That's all he would always tell her. I'm okay.
Right.
I was like, how would I know that? I didn't even know who this lady was till, you know, she sat down at my table, you know, to get a reading. So it's that kind of messages and those kind of things. That's how it comes through.
Right, right. And it's interesting. It's really interesting. And I had somebody ask me recently, like, oh, do I have a guide? And I'm like, oh, you definitely have guides.
Uh-huh.
She's like, oh, how many? And I'm like, me and how I feel? I think we have infinite guides.
Okay, yeah.
The problem is we either, like, all our guides are individual. Some of them just don't want to freaking talk to you.
It's true.
Some of them don't feel that you're ready. Some of them, you're not able to. There's something on your side preventing.
Uh-huh.
Like, for example, like, my dad. I know my dad's there. I know I can communicate with my dad. Mm-hmm. I have personal things I need to get over and to break down that wall before I will feel okay about it, you know? And
yeah.
That's one of those things, because I know he's here. I know he comes by.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like almost that subliminal fear of I will disappoint him or something stupid, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm just like,
well, if I'm going to disappoint him, I'm just not going to let him talk to me.
Yeah, why bother? You know, I mean, if we're just going to get this, it's like, okay, whatever. You know, then let it go. But
yeah, so there's always something that it needs to get worked on for you to find that, like, happy medium.
Yeah, always. Yeah, and I do agree. You know, you have, like, your guides. You have the ones that are, like, daily or around you all the time that you can interact with. And then there are others. There's probably different levels, different hierarchies, however you want to look at it. If something really is happening, you know, one of them can step in and, make themselves known at any point, you know. And it's like, you know, if they see that you're really on the boom, they will do what they can to get you back on track. But, you know, again, you also have free will, and, you know, you could just, like, go against what they're trying to do.
The other thing that I actually just recently started realizing is that your guides aren't necessarily just your guides.
Oh, yeah.
For example, a friend of ours, Sylvia.
Okay, yeah.
I first started talking to her and doing readings with her, Freya was all about her. She was like, tell her I'm there, tell her I've got her back, and, you know, it was very much like Freya was, over time, is now one of her guides, and she helps her in her own way. And I found that very interesting, because I'm like, well, first off, I kind of figured that it wouldn't make sense for what I perceive as a Norse god to only talk to me. That's kind of weird.
Yeah.
And egotistical, and doesn't make any sense. And whether that's who they are or not, that's how I perceive that.
Yeah.
And then when I first started talking to Sylvia, and her absolute, she adored her. And I'm like, okay, we're going to get along great.
Yeah, and definitely.
And Sylvia's become, like, a very close friend over time.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, Freya is always hanging out with her now.
Yeah, I feel like that. You know, if it's a deity that you're working with, they work with everybody. You know, all the deities. You know, Thoth is there, and, you know, a lot of the Greek gods, a lot of people, you know, work with, and Egyptian gods, and this, and I mean, there are so many. And for me, yeah, if you're working with a deity is probably working with, you know, 4 or 5 million people, you know, or more. You know, I don't even know. That's been an interesting one because, okay, wait a minute. Thoughts are coming back in, and now messages. Oh my god, it's like, okay, you know, like, you're in the middle of, like, 3 conversations happening, and you gotta try, and you still have to talk and make coherent sense. It makes it fun.
Oh yeah.
So anyway,
you're talking to Mr. Tangent Island here.
Yeah, definitely. Anyway, this guy on TikTok that I've talked, he's on TikTok. If you're there, his screen name is Wisdom, but if it's at Just a Bit of Info is actually his name, JustaBitof Info, INFO. Anyway, this is Jay. I'll just call him Jay. I know. Sometimes he uses his name, sometimes he doesn't. I think he prefers not to, so I just call him Jay. Anyway, he's the guy who B was following, and then he was on a live, and I listened to, like, 10 minutes, and I, like, immediately knew I had to do a session with him because he's so amazing. Anyway, that's his information on TikTok. And a couple weeks ago, last week, it was just before Memorial Day, it was Memorial Day weekend, because I'm like, okay, you know, he says do the, or, you know, working with deities, or, you know, you, like, you know, reach out to Thoth. He always tells me, reach out to Thoth. Thoth will give you this information. Thoth will really be good for you to work with, and Thoth is the Egyptian god of knowledge, wisdom, all of these things. And so I was like, okay, cool, I'll do that. That was from my first session with him. I was like, okay, I did the thing, I've done things, I've kind of reached out, but always in my path and on my thing, if I'm, like, trying to reach out to a deity or work with a deity, it's like radio silence. It's like I get nothing. It feels very awkward and strange and weird to me. And it's probably just the way I was raised. You know, my parents never made me go to church. I was never raised with, like, a formal religion, you know. we were raised to know, you know, right from wrong, and you know what's good, what isn't. You know, we've gone to many church things. I went to summer schools, Bible camps. You know, I've had all that kind of experience, but there was no like drilled into me religion. This boom, boom, boom. So when you you know, when you start talking deities and gods, I'm like, I don't really know. You know, I don't know them. I don't understand this. It's not a thing. So, am I doing it wrong? You know.
I totally get it.
So basically, I had reached out to him on a message. I was like, how do I do this, man? You know, I've done this. I've lit a candle. And, you know, boom. And it's like, I don't know. Am I doing it right? Is it, you know, what's wrong with me, basically? It's like, you know, you're like, no, you connect to him. You're good. You know, it's like, well, what's wrong with me? Because I don't think I do. You know, so what's wrong? He goes, all right. He goes, we need to do a session. So let's book it. Anyway, did a session with him. And now I hit my microphone. This is great. Okay. Anyway, so do a session with him. And he's like, what's going on? Because he, you know, we connected on the session and he started channeling those and everything. And I'm sitting there. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm like, what am I doing wrong with it? He's like, well, what happens? What are you feeling? So I kind of explain, you know, like how the messages come in and, you know, just suddenly I know stuff. And he's like, no, Thalt is saying, yeah, that's him. He goes, you are connecting with him. He goes, you're doing it. He goes, you just have to understand you are doing it. Like this information, you may not know exactly where it's coming from, but you're right. Connecting to. And he goes, you have the ability. He goes, you can connect with any deity. He goes, so like when someone sits down, all you have to do is like while they're shuffling cards is just kind of like send out the broadcast. Go, hey, if there's anyone out here who's got a message or, you know, got something that will help this person, you know, please come, you know, come through in this reading. He's like, basically, he goes, keep all the tricksters out, you know, put that little wall up there, you know, don't just like wide open. Hey, anybody want to help?
Right.
You know, because open-ended to the spiritual, you know, you will get all of the people. You'll get Loki just coming in.
You'll get some weird stuff.
You'll get some weird stuff. You'll get some low vibrations, whatever. So it's like, you know, keep it on the high and go, hey, anybody who can be helpful and, you know, has information to help this person and get them on the path going the right way. He goes, just quick send that out. It's like they're shuffling the cards and then bam, you're going to get it. He goes, you connect with everybody. He goes, you can connect to any deity, anything. He goes, you don't really have to know. He goes, if it feels different, then you'll kind of know it's a different deity. He goes, but you have such a connection, you're good. So stop freaking out that you're not doing it right. You are.
Yeah. And quick side note, for others that are trying to connect with their guides, it's said, just put the message out there and try to connect. It's about setting an intention. It's not something you have to sit there and constantly think on to push towards. Like you don't be in your head going, I'm trying to talk to this one. I'm trying to talk to this one. Because you feel like you need to keep, like, what is it called? Like, bolstering the message. Just set the intention and let it go.
And let it happen.
And open yourself up.
Okay.
Yeah. Because people spend, like, if you're constantly thinking of just what you're trying to do, how are you going to be open to receive?
Because
your energy is going into, oh, send this that way. It's the same with, like, energy healing, with I forget the name of it, but, like, each person has their own, like, some people describe it as an aura, your energy field, whatever.
Okay.
And you can use it for lots of things. You can help get rid of the, like, what people call heavy energy or, like, the negativity, and you can then take in the positive energy. That is not something that if you're just sitting there constantly trying to push, oh, I'm going to push the negative out, you're just going to suddenly try and push it all. No, you got to just set the intention and let it flow. You said it, you wanted it to do it, it's going to do it. Just have faith that it's doing what you want.
There you go.
That's much easier. It's hard to trusting in that, but it is way easier than trying to concentrate on what you want.
Okay. Hey, that's really good advice. I like that.
Really. Yeah, that changed a lot because one of the reasons I had a hard time with, like, spirit journeying was I was constantly trying to, instead of just setting my intention and letting it do, I was continuously, like, trying to focus on that, and it was causing, like, I said about, the, like, the blinking your eyes kind of feeling.
Okay, yeah.
Whereas, like, I would see it, and then it would disappear, and then I'd see it. That was happening because I was constantly trying to push for what I wanted, and I wasn't letting it do its thing, setting the intention, and then letting go to let myself be open to what's next, you know?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Sorry, that popped into my head when you were talking. Okay. I thought that was probably something that it would be helpful to others.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's this whole episode, man. If something's in your head, let's get to it when it's there. And, you know, it's information that needs to get out. So, yeah, look, I jumped in on you on one time, and you jumped in, and this is how we do it, you know?
Heck yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, eventually I definitely want to do a guided spirit journey. I don't think I'm up for it today, just being exhausted and stuff, but it's something I definitely want to plan for and do, like, meditation and a guided journey and just have fun with it.
Oh, that would be great. That would be fun. That'd be really fun, because I think I end up, you know, like that, I get into my own head so much, and it's like, oh, I got to do this, I have to, and that instead of just letting it happen, instead of set the attention and let it happen, I'm like, oh, I'm trying to make it happen, you know, and that.
Yes, yeah.
That just doesn't work. I think that's a stumbling block, and I think a lot of people hit that one.
Right. Oh, and to all of our listeners looking for their guides, your guides might not be human.
Well,
be open.
You got a horse.
That thing. After I started spirit journeying, and a horse came in and just, like, to me, it wasn't like talking, but it felt like talking. I'm like, this fucking horse is talking to me.
Yeah.
And I talked to my mentor, and I'm like, am I making this shit up? Am I just, like, I've got Mr. Ed. I'm just thinking of a TV show because I got this random horse and he's talking to me. He's like, no, that's one of your guides.
Yeah, there you go.
And it, you know, it's not a human. And it might not even be a horse. They can be from other universes. We're in a universe of multiple dimensions. Who knows?
This is the form it's projecting to you, as a horse.
Yeah, yeah, and a lot of our guides will project themselves to to something we feel comfortable with.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You know, if an angel is going to talk to you, you're not going to get all eyeballs and feathers, and because that will freak you out.
Yeah, probably would.
And, like, and I knew that because, like, the first guides that, like, when the angels came during my awakening, they were literally in the forms of my friends I was sitting at the table with when it happened.
Yeah.
And they told me, they were like, oh, we are taking this so that you feel more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, this is weird.
Okay, awkward.
Am I on drugs? Because I'm hearing these things say that my friends have now been possessed by,
yeah.
That's, oh, man, it's so weird. That's so weird.
Okay, yeah, oh, definitely, man. We covered some good stuff. Yeah, we're like at an hour in on the recording right now, so it would not be time to do a journey, but I would definitely want to do that. That would be fun to do that with you. You could help guide a way through.
And it's, like, it's really peaceful and enjoyable because I just spend my time walking through the forest and will then have somebody else is going to join me for my walk and we'll chat. And that is how I go about it. And I think a lot of help for me was having a guide, like my mentor, doing a guided meditation.
Uh-huh.
He helped me feel comfortable and, like, helped me kind of just, like, open my mind up to the path so that I could walk
it. Okay. All right. That makes sense.
Because sometimes it's hard to, because you're going to feel like it's your imagination if you put it all together.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And so, like, it helps if somebody else is giving you kind of, like, a little, like, putting the steps in front of you so that you can walk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then as you become more comfortable, then it's something you can do at any time.
Yeah, definitely. I was like,
and it doesn't have to be the same place. Like, there's a lot out there. Think yeah. about our universe. Do you think you're just going to be sitting on Earth all the time? That's pretty boring.
Yeah, that's nuts for sure. I know there's a lot, and it's just like different practices and so on, things, you know, that resonate and things that don't. I'm debating whether I open this can of worms or not, and I don't think I want to do that. Maybe at another time.
Okay, you'll have to text me when it is, though, because now you got me curious. I'm like, what is he put in Pandora's box today?
Okay, well, so my belief is that there's no wrong way to do things, right? You know, because there's so many different paths out there. You know, like reading tarot, witchcraft, whatever you do, you know, kind of things. I have a couple of friends who their path is high magic, you know, very much ritual. Yeah. Put on the robe, you know, light the candles, you know, do the chants and all of the boom, boom. Very structured, very ornamental, very has to be. And then that's how they get themselves into the space and they do their, you know, then they do their workings. Nothing wrong with that. I started when I was first learning like witchcraft and everything, because there's like so many possibilities. I was looking into everything. Go, okay, well, let me see. Well, maybe this. I'm like, wow, this guy. I mean, I know this guy is good. You know, maybe that's the thing. As we started to get into it, I just kept hearing like laughing in the back of my head. And I kept, I just kept going, no, I don't have to do that. No, it's just, no, I couldn't.
Right.
You know, if I tried to actually start and do a ceremony like that, I would bust up laughing in the middle of it. I mean, I would just make a mockery of the whole thing.
Totally ditto.
Because
yes.
To me, it in my head, it's like, this is cosplay. This is just, you know, this, I don't understand this. This is just, no, you don't have to do all this stuff.
Yes. So that's why you'll, like, I'll do spell work, but you'll never see me doing, like, telling a phrase that's like a spell. No, I do physical spell magic.
Yeah.
Like, I use herbs and, like, I would consider myself a green witch. My magic is based with crystals, intention, and plants.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what I feel comfortable and drawn to, and that's what's right for me.
Yeah.
I do want to put in a side note. One thing you said that, and I'm not trying to be rude or mean, you said there's no wrong way to do things. I think that is a misconception and, like, kind of misleading, because there's definitely a wrong way to do things.
Okay, yeah, actually, I should put a caveat, because you like, definitely can do things wrong.
Yeah, and I don't say that in a bad way. It was a lesson I had to learn from when I started my spiritual journey with and my dad, and I told him about, like, my belief in, like, I think I described to you the mountain with the paths and peak.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, so, like, all... And at the time, I was telling him this because it felt like, oh, I just made an epiphany. Like, this is amazing. And I told my dad about it. I'm like, oh, you know, imagine every religion is a path and they all go to the same mountain. And I'm like, so every religion is, you know, right in their own way. And he's like, that's not necessarily true. And I was like, oh, what do you mean? He's like, well, you said all the paths lead to the peak. Mm-hmm. He's like, but what about the dead ends? What about the ones that don't ever go up the mountain truly or go to the peak? He's like, no, there is definitely ones that are wrong.
Yeah.
I was like, and I just didn't consider that. And then it's like,
that's not an option.
Yeah, that's definitely true. Yeah. Like, I don't know what people's beliefs are, but it was definitely wrong of the Christians to go and on the Crusades and pillage and plunder the Middle East for 400 years.
Yeah.
They had a lot of good points. That was wrong.
That was a wrong point. Yeah. And, oh, by the way, you know, just to make it perfectly clear in case people aren't, you know, I have nothing against anyone who does practice high magic, who does those things. You are wonderful, perfect people. You know, you do great work, and you're good. You know, I'm not knocking anybody. And even Jay and I, because we kind of got into this conversation, because he had one client, and it was like, oh, would you mind, like, wearing a white robe and lighting this candle as we do the set? And he looked at him going, maybe I'm not the person for you, because that's not how I operate. And, you know,
that's not the way I do things.
I really wouldn't be able to convey any messages to you if I have to go through your steps and not my steps. You know, kind of thing.
Yes, yes.
So, yeah, it's that. And he looked at me because we were on a video thing. He looked at us, we were talking about it. He was all like, he goes, I just got the best message. He goes, those who can do, those who can't dress up. which was like, okay, but no, they can, but they need that to get to the space. He goes, you know, we're actually at a level we don't need that, is what he was trying to say. And that's not better or worse. You know, that's just who I am. Is all I'm trying to say.
Right, right. And I think what you were trying to convey when you said that, like, every way is a right way, is everyone has a different right way.
Yes, that's okay. Yes, there you go. There you go. What's right for you is not going to be what's right for me. Not exactly.
Definitely.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. So yes, that clarifies it. Good. Let's not let ever go. Oh well, you said there was no wrong way. And now you got 16 demons attacking you every night.
Oh Jesus! Right? It's like, oh, we've never had a problem with this, but then we did. We said this, and we've effed ourselves.
Yeah, so it's like okay. No, look, seriously, you know, research what you're doing. I mean, you have to. You know, make sure you have your protections, everything. Okay, number one, and the one thing I can say is universal for no matter what you do or how you do it, grounding. Please ground yourself. Learn how to ground yourself, period.
Yeah.
That's the number one most important thing. Once you're grounded and you can handle that, then you can open yourself up more. But it's like you got to secure yourself so that all of you doesn't float away.
Right.
If that makes any sense. Hopefully it does.
Yeah, yeah. You got to be secure in yourself and make sure that you're grounded and centered, or you're going to float away, because little did you know, you went to a place with no gravity.
Exactly. And now you can't get back, you know, because you left nothing behind, so now you can't get back to it.
Right, right.
You know, it's the breadcrumb trail, and then all the critters in the forest ate the breadcrumbs, and now you're lost. You know, you can't. So you need better than breadcrumbs.
And you know what? What a universal truth also is in, like, spiritual work and finding the right path. Number two, don't be a dick.
There you go. There you go. You are probably going to meet other beings out there, and you be a dick, and they're going to show you that you're really nothing, you little human speck. So
right. Be a dick at your own risk.
Exactly. Hey, you know, your mileage may vary, but I would not recommend. Would not recommend this. Yeah, so, just like, you know, like ghost hunting, paranormal investigations, whatever. People always call it ghost hunting. I was like, what do you do when you catch a ghost? Do you mount it on your wall? I mean, you know, what? Don't get it. So that's
I like to save the hands.
Oh, there you go. See, no wonder these guys can't freaking touch the object. You keep taking off all their hands. Anyway,
that's so wack.
But it's also like, okay, you know, be respectful, be kind, be respectful. Yeah, there's some angry spirits
Definitely.
Out there. There's some spirits, they're so tired of this stuff. They're going to do something to make you scared to get the fear. You know, they want that. Don't bring anger back at them for doing that.
Yes, because definitely.
We don't know everything they can do. We really don't. Yeah. So it's like, don't be the one to find out. You know, I think there's been a lot of tragedies that have happened because people are saying, oh, you know, I am supreme here and I can tell you what to do. Yeah, well, you're supreme here on the earth ground, but like that next level, you aren't the supreme thing. So you don't know what they can do. Be nice.
You better check yourself.
That's it. Or they will wreck you. Okay, anyway. here we go again. Anyway. So good, so good.
Yeah, it's like I think that especially at least for me in a lot of my tarot work and like doing readings, to my guides have become more important to me, and because mm-hmm. I've become like gotten comfortable with them and trust them.
Yeah.
The more you work with them, the easier it is to understand when a message comes from them.
Yes.
And
yes.
Also, you like might not always know you're receiving something. Like those times where like a person didn't get on an airplane. They were scheduled to. They got there. When they got there, they're just like, I left the stove on. And yeah. they leave, and then something bad happens. And that could have easily, not saying it was, could have been their guide being putting that thought in their head to get them away from the situation. Your stove's on. Your stove's on. Your stove's on. And then you can't get it out of your head because your guide's literally just whispering it in your ear over and over again.
Or, you know, getting stuck in traffic or a huge wreck in front of you and you miss the flight completely. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, even that one, you know, like, say, so, like, you missed the flight completely, but then, like, the flight, you know, took off land normally, so you're like, I don't know, you know, you're just inconvenienced. But think on this level, what if you had gotten there and were on the flight, and then the plane crashed?
then somebody just got a new spirit guide named Bob.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's messed up.
See, if you think you're fourth dimension chess, it's like, oh, but, you know, had you gotten on the plane, maybe that, you being on the plane was why it crashed.
Who knows? Getting into that you're just gonna dig yourself into circles.
Exactly. Once you start thinking on that level, then you're like, you won't ever, you know, you'll be stuck, you'll be curled up in a ball on your bed, you know, sucking your thumb because you're like,
I love deliberately thinking on those things that don't make sense. Exactly. I don't know why. I think it's fun or something.
That's good. It just kind of like expands your mind. I think it just opens things, and then you start trusting more messages that come in. It's, you know, it's like reading tarot. You know, the more you do it, the more you're going to trust the messages. You know, the more you're going to know, I know what those cards mean. Oh, and then these together. Oh, this is kind of what it's saying. These are where the energies, and that's what. The more you do it, the better you are. It's like anything, you know.
Yep. And, like, I highly recommend if you just suddenly, if you're trying to contact your spirit guides or learn to communication with them, if you suddenly get a word or phrase and you don't know what to do with it, look at your surroundings.
Yeah.
Who's there?
Yeah.
Is it, like, feel your gut. Is this, like, random phrase something for you?
Mm-hmm.
Is it some, like, maybe somebody else's, for the message for somebody else? And even if you don't, like, do whatever they want. If you start writing these things down when you get something, at least for me, I found that then I had a much easier time feeling that I'm getting, like, a spirit phone call from Mr. Ed.
There you go. Yeah, journaling, man. Write it down.
Oh, it's so nice. Important. Like, since I started doing that, being able to reference readings, phrases from guides, all kinds of things, and it's just only made my I feel like my gift more I trust my gift more, and I feel like I actually see certain things that I didn't see before because I didn't write enough down to realize.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. The more you do them, the better. Like, I've told people, you know, starting out tarot, where they're like, you know, what do I do? How do I get better? I'm like, practice. You got to do it. I tell people, keep a journal. You know, do a tarot journal. If you want, pull 1 to 3 cards for yourself every day. Write down the cards. Write down your meanings. You know, write down what you get from the cards. And then, at the end of the day, and this is the important thing, go back to the journal and look at, okay, what were the messages I got? Where did that pop up in my life that day?
Yeah.
Where did it show up?
Sometimes you might not know what the message is saying because it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, okay, where did I see this, or did I see it at all? And, you know, just note that down. At the end of a month, go back and read through it. And see, and then, and see, have things been changing? 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, you know, have things changed? Have they gotten better? Are you getting like, oh, this or this happened, and boom, and then you're noticing. It's just opening yourself up more. And then I always tell people, excuse me, I keep dying over here. At the end of the year, if you want, go back, read through your stuff at the end of the year, and then burn them. Burn your journals, let it go. Don't hold on to it past the year. Let it go. Because you're going to release all that old energy back out into the universe. So it can, like, re-energize. It can come back to you. Because even if you want to start, like, your second year journal, it's like, okay, I was here, now I'm here. Boom, I've just burned that journal, now we go forward again. And I'll see. And so you could have, you know, like, your little progress marks at the beginning of each journal. And then let it go. Seriously, burn them at the end of the year. Don't hold on to that stuff.
Right, right.
Anyway.
I never thought that inspired and it's gone, so that's okay. All it's right. About that time.
It is, too. It's about wrap-up time, anyway.
Oh, man. This is so much fun.
We're like an hour and 15 minutes in, so we need to think about wrapping this baby.
Yeah. Man, I found that, like, to me, the learning and having a, like, communication with the guides is so helpful. And and not to mention, once you start talking to your guides, you start to realize you have a bigger support system than you even knew about. Think about those people that are super feeling left out, alone, depressed. To communicate with your guides, you're going to find strength. Your guides are there to help you. That's what they want to do. You know, you may not be ready for that help, but most 99% of our spirit guides are literally just trying to help you find what you need.
Yes.
And it's a very important thing, and I feel that it's like something that if you're interested, you should definitely look into.
Definitely, yeah. Your spirit guides are here to guide you to your higher self. All they want you to do is succeed and move forward. And, you know, do
it. Yes, exactly.
And that's what they're there. They're there to help guide you. You know, so take it. Take the advice.
Well, they're definitely not American, then. Oh, burn!
Well, some. I don't know. Was your friend who gave you the hearing aids not an American, then? Is that what you're saying? Because he helped you? He helps you out of the conversation.
Okay, all right. I would be a hypocrite.
See? Don't be so cynical.
I'd be nasty.
Don't be cynical. You don't need to be.
No, we don't need to drop to low vibration.
We don't need to drop to that.
Exactly.
We're good.
Exactly.
We can throw the little jabs, but we don't need to live down there.
I still can't believe that somebody gave me for free out of the kindness of their heart. $1,200 hearing aids.
Look at that. My goodness.
And I've always wanted them, but it was something that I, you know, being able to, like, read lips and still having some hearing in one ear.
Yeah.
I just couldn't, like, get myself to be okay with the expense.
Yeah. And a family, and two young children. I mean, you just, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you just couldn't, and, you couldn't justify.
I got a question for everybody. You guys live with all of this noise all the time?
Oh, dude, yeah.
Lord. I've never, like, had good hearing that I can remember.
Now,
and the first time I put those in, I was, like, literally, like, looking around. I was jumping at sounds all for the next, like, 3-4 days.
Yeah. Yeah, you had to get used to it.
Oh,
yes.
Lord.
Yes, we live with all this noise.
Not to mention, I didn't know how loud I am.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, so, yeah. Then you spend the rest of your life learning how to filter out all the noise.
Right. But, like, shout out to an amazing, wonderful man who was thoughtful, and all he wanted to do was something nice for me. And I don't care what anybody says. He almost made me cry. And I couldn't put into words the gratitude I have. A hearing aid won't help my deaf ear, but having them having the one in my right ear is amazing. It's amazing. Yeah. And that's so thoughtful. And then remember, there are good people out there.
Yeah, there are.
There's always going to be bad things happening, but there's always good people out there. Yep. Surround yourself with good people.
That's it.
That's a choice.
And if you can't find good people, then be the good person.
Heck yeah.
Ooh, there you go. Okay, that's a great place to end this. I love it. Love it. Oh, my God. All right.
Do you really want to hurt me?
You're still stuck on Boy George. Do you
really want to hurt me? I had totally butchered that song the other night to Ivy, and I, like, made it sexual.
Oh, my God.
And it was so ridiculous. And she's like, what are you singing? I'm like, Boy George, what is it, Culture Club, right?
Yeah, Culture Club. Yes, sir.
Yeah, and she's like, I don't know what you're talking about. And I remembered my wife is a generation below me.
Oh, God. She's behind you, so she really don't know. Oh, my God.
Oh, man, she just old-manned me so easily. Anyway, people, let's get off the Tangent Island boat. And okay, just want to say thank you to the very kind family that has now helped me to hear more. Thank you to all our listeners for tuning in, and we absolutely love what we do.
And happy Pride Month. Ha ha.
Oh, snap, yeah, happy Pride Month.
I had to throw that out there. I was like, oh, shoot, it's Pride. Yes, okay. Oh, my God, we were shopping yesterday. I found the cutest Mickey Mouse T-shirt with rainbow colors. So when I rock that shirt, I'll send you a picture so you can see me. But, yeah,
definitely,
Mickey and Pride. And also because B is a big Peanuts lover and Snoopy, Charlie Brown, all that, we found a Snoopy shirt with rainbows. So
that's great.
So he's got his pride, I got my pride. So we are awesome. Anyway, thank you, everybody, for listening. This has been another episode of The Insightful Journey. I think we pretty much covered what we meant to in only a few trips to Tangent Island this time. Anyway, we appreciate you. We love you. Thank you guys for listening. I say if there's ever any feedback, any questions, feel free to reach out to us. Continue listening, spread the word, share this podcast with anyone you think who would enjoy it.
Yeah. And you can always reach us on Facebook at The Insightful Journey. And also, we got our website, insightfultarot.com.
Yes.
And feel free to leave reviews, any thoughts, things you might want us to talk about. Like, hey, we do this because we all have a love for this. And
exactly.
I would love to have communication with others.
Yes, yes. Go for it.
No, I was just going to be like, until then, F you. No, I'm just kidding.
Tell you, we didn't mean it. Bye, 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 bye. No, seriously, man. I mean, grow the community. The more people that you meet that are on this journey, the more people you can talk with, you can find out other people's experiences. And no, you aren't wrong. And yes, that damn bay leaf will not stay lit. Okay? I don't care how many times. Those things don't burn. Anyway. Look,
so
just
random.
Okay, go ahead, Google search bay leaf and witchcraft, okay? Then you'll figure it out. Anyway, so we are gonna wrap this up right here. Everybody have fun. I'll put all links in the show notes. And that's it. Bye-bye.
Bye.